Brainwashed, and there's no space left. And I don't believe we're there yet. And I think it's really important that we don't overstate the case, and that we admit that there are cracks and fissures in all of these corporate structures. And sometimes when a corporation is concentrating on one particular project, they look the other way and all kinds of interesting things happen in the corner.
Idea of corporations being treated as people is antithetical to what the framers intended and what 200 years of our case law has intended. The Supreme Court said last year that corporations are people with free speech rights and can spend unlimited amounts of their money in our elections. And as a result, we now see effectively a corporate takeover of our democracy. But this doctrine of corporate rights goes back before Citizens United, and Citizens United is the most extreme extension of that idea. Corporations.
The
are
word
not
on the street in Ohio was that history was about to be made.
We allow them to exist, and when they abuse their charter, that charter can be taken away.
Couldn't be sure till all the votes were in. Now they know. Legislation limiting the collective bargaining rights of state workers has been rejected by voters.
When there's an emergency, we need to be ready.
The workers wanted the measure repealed on the grounds it discriminates against their members.
Ohioans believe in workers' rights, but they also believe in taxpayers' rights.
The governor and the Republican legislature said the law was vital to save money.
You see it in what's happening around the country.
On Wednesday afternoon, a small but determined crew of occupied Wall Street protesters left the movement's home base in New York's Zuccotti Park and embarked on one of the longest Occupy marches yet, a two-week trek to Washington, D.C.
There's a long history of people using nothing more than their feet in the fight for social and economic equality.
Starting with a ferry ride from Lower Manhattan to Jersey City, the first leg of the march took the group to Elizabeth in New Jersey, where they spent the night. From there, organizers have charted an ambitious route of roughly 20 miles a day through New Brunswick and Trenton and onward to rendezvous with Occupy movements in Philadelphia and Baltimore.
I joined last night, but there were some people that woke up this morning that didn't even know that they were going to go on this march.
The group aims to arrive in Washington by November 23, the day a congressional committee will meet and decide whether to extend the Bush tax cuts.
Thank you.
obviously we want them to expire because they only benefit the top 1%, people making over $100,000 a year.
Participants and supporters said they were inspired by a collective movement that aims for social justice.
It is the case in every period of history where injustice based on falsehoods, based on taking away the right and freedoms of people to live and survive with dignity, that eventually, when you call a bluff, the tables turn.
Dr. Furious here. It's the Furious George Show. Hope everybody's doing well out there. I am going to be spinning some tunes here and hopefully shouting out some solidarity to the folks marching from New York to D.C. and everybody else who's doing their daily Occupy Everywhere, wherever they can. I'm doing it right now here on the micro-powered station, WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, and we'll be playing some cool music, some interesting dubstep that literally is beatboxed right out of some dude's heart, and some other cool stuff that are coming from the streets, literally. So if you're interested in that, and maybe some info about the bank transfer day or the Ohio vote this week, or in fact what happened today relating to the Keystone Pipeline, stick around. I'm Furious George. This is the Furious George Show. See ya.
Never heard dubstep. Do not leave now.
Someone from the household to partake in this, you know, and the support system for such a vast movement.
It is not okay for corporations and banks to treat people like this, you know, very unfair and very abusive to the people. You know, we are the majority, but we are treated like dirt.
We need a support system for such a vast movement.
It is not okay for corporations and banks to treat people like this, you know. Very unfair and very abusive, really, to the people. You know, we are the majority, but we are treated like a third.
Attack the square!
Attack the square!
Keep it going!
By Wall Street!
Dignity. That is an entirely different thing. That's what the Constitution is for. That's what democracy is for. That's why we need a 28th Amendment to make clear that corporations are not people with constitutional rights.
What would the 28th Amendment say?
It would make clear that we the people rule, that the Constitution is for natural persons, and that when it comes to regulating corporate entities of any kind, Congress and the states have the right to do that.
What did the framers intend, though, in granting corporations the same rights as persons?
Well, to be clear, the framers never granted that. James Madison spoke of corporations as a necessary evil subject to proper limitations and guards. Thomas Jefferson talked about hoping to crush in its birth the aristocracy of money corporations. The framers never intended this. This is a fabricated doctrine of recent time that the Supreme Court has enunciated, really dating back to a memorandum in recent jurisprudence that Lewis Powell, then a private attorney writing for the Chamber of Commerce.
How recent?
In 1971. And he authored this memorandum articulating what corporate America could do to fight back against environmental laws, healthcare laws, civil rights laws, consumer rights laws. And then he became Justice Lewis Powell, became an architect of that doctrine. And for 30 years, we've seen this erosion of the First Amendment in our Constitution. And now I think people are ready to stand up and take our democracy back, take our Constitution back. I salute Kristen for what she's done to stand up to the big banks. All this is about ensuring that we the people rule, not we the corporations.
Republicans have to stop calling the Wall Street protesters hippies. Yes, they're peeing outdoors and having sex in sleeping bags, or as Bristol Palin calls it, dating. But they're not hippies. The hippies are all gone. Woodstock was 42 years ago. Forget the brown acid. The people who were at Woodstock are now taking the blue Viagra. Turn on, tune in, drop out refers to their hearing aids. Wavy Gravy is 75 years old. He's making wavy gravy in his pants. Now, last Saturday, I was in our nation's capital, and I had the chance to see for myself what was going on when I visited Occupy D.C. Everyone was extraordinarily well-behaved, and contrary to reports, I was not offered a single marijuana cigarette. And I'm a little insulted. All right, someone did give me a magic mushroom, and it did blow my mind. And I thank you, Senator McConnell. And sorry about your eyebrows. I'm sure they'll grow back. Anyway, the next morning when I woke up bloody and naked in the woods. I had a revelation. Of course conservatives want to make this about hippies because they like to live in the past. Rush Limbaugh, who really is too square to be a drug addict,
oops,
said, when the free drugs run out, when the free sex runs out, they'll get bored and move on to something else. Oh, that's right, Grandpa. Look at them strumming their sitars and wearing dungarees. Whatever happened in the good old days of segregation and date rape? But I get it. You're bitter because...
There's no doubt
what America...
You're bitter because we fought a culture war in the 60s and the right lost. Rick Santorum is like that Japanese soldier on the island who doesn't know the war is over. So he's still fighting against birth control and butt sex. Plus, Republicans are now mostly a Southern party, and if there's one thing Southerners don't do well, it's lose a war and get over it. But that war is indeed over. The ideals of the youth movement became assimilated into American society. That's why we have gays in the military now and prenatal yoga classes and tofurkey. And that's why Rick Santorum will never be president and a black guy who snorted cocaine is.
What was really behind the now overturned bill was union bashing by politicians and their billionaire backers.
This was their legislative intent, to try to take away the power and the voice of working people.
Ohio is not the only Republican-led state that's been going after labor and trade unions. Earlier this year, thousands of people took to the Capitol building in Wisconsin, battling for their collective bargaining rights. It ended in a state Supreme Court ruling in June, which cleared the way for the law to go into effect.
Trade unionists talk about the need to correct an imbalance. And what they mean is big business can afford to buy influence among politicians by funding their political campaigns.
Concentrating on one particular project, they look the other way and all kinds of interesting things happen in the corner.
It is the case in every period of history where injustice based on falsehoods, based on taking away the right and freedoms of people to live and survive with dignity, that eventually, when you call a bluff, the tables turn.
This communication is protected by anonymous. The Democratic Party has failed us. The Republican Party has failed us. Both parties are desecrating the American democracy and committing crimes against humanity on behalf of American people. Both parties are funded by the same megacorporations, the same corporations that fund political campaigns, the same corporations that buy lobbyists, the same corporations that operate the United States government. The primaries and caucuses put on by these parties are part of an elaborate scam that deceives the public into voting for candidates that serve the private interests of the megacorporations. These parties have deliberately driven tens of millions of people into poverty. Voting for these parties is unethical. They have destroyed the American democracy. We are calling upon you to occupy the campaign offices of presidential headquarters and Nation Iowa caucuses on January 3rd.
somewhere. And anywhere it puts its foot down, it can be held accountable.
States have laws which require that they be dismantled.
For too long now, giant corporations have been allowed to undermine democracy here in the United States and all over the world. But today, the National Lawyers Guild and 29 other groups and individuals are fighting back.
Big business can afford to buy influence among politicians by funding their political campaigns. The only way an individual trade union member can hope to achieve the same level of influence is through collective bargaining.
It's also why there's not going to be a repeat of what happened the last time the hippies were in the streets. Those hard hats that you're depending on to turn against the lousy hippies. Here's what they're doing now. They're cheering them on. Because now... because now the hard hats are just as broke as everybody else. These people down there, they're not the counterculture. They're the culture. They don't want... they don't want free love. They want paid employment. They don't hate capitalism. They hate what's been done to it. And they resent the Republican mantra that the market perfectly rewards the hardworking and punishes the lazy. And the poor are just jealous mooches who want a handout. Yeah, because if there's one group of people who hate handouts, it's Wall Street.
Reinforcements are on the way to a house in Gwinnett County. They're trying to protect it from foreclosure. Members of the group started camping out right in front of the house in Snellville yesterday. CBS Atlanta's Bernard Watson joins us live. He's in front of the house too, and I see the tents are still there and reinforcements on the way.
Yeah, that's what they say, Stephanie. The protesters say there'll be more here later on this evening. But the homeowners say their stuff was packed up and they were ready to be out on the street. They say thanks to Occupy Atlanta, it appears they've been given a reprieve. Looks like they'll be able to spend at least one more night in their own home. Day two of Occupy Atlanta's occupation of this Snellville home, and protesters say they're just getting started.
We canvassed the neighborhood. We're getting the word out. We're expecting 50 to 60 people here around 7 o'clock. The whole goal being to leave a working Occupy Gwinnett County group that can focus in on the foreclosures.
Gwinnett County has one of the highest foreclosure rates in Metro Atlanta. The Rorys, who own this home, say their bank is unfairly trying to take it from them.
We were told, hey, well, show a hardship and you can get a loan modification. We missed 3 months and
we received a foreclosure letter.
If there's any possibility that we can turn this eviction around, that would be a great win for us and probably many other homeowners facing the same thing.
Critics of the Occupy movement say it's anti-capitalism and its members want to redistribute wealth.
I'll believe corporations are people when Texas executes one. I'm waiting to see the sign. I'll believe corporations are people when the state taxes one.
Right. Well, you know, alongside these is the basic point that we actually do have the right to revoke charters of corporations. We've launched a campaign with Appalachian Voices and Rainforest Action Network to revoke the charter of Massey Energy, a criminal enterprise, as Bobby Kennedy Jr. has referred to
in
it.
In West Virginia,
which has engaged
to revoke it very quickly. We have 15 seconds.
To revoke it because it has abused its charter, decade of federal and civil rights, federal and state violations of the law. And when a corporation abuses its charter in this way, so flagrantly violates the law, it no longer deserves the privilege of maintaining its charter.
Contaminated by coal slurry, we really have created these natural sacrifice zones that should no longer exist in the Obama America.
Transfer Day, a campaign to move accounts from big banks into community banks or credit unions. Credit unions attracted more than 40,000 new account holders, reporting about $80 million in new savings, or an average of about $2,000 per new account holder. The campaign was organized by Kristen Christian when she learned that Bank of America planned to charge her a $5 monthly debit card fee. Christian's Facebook post urging friends to abandon big banks unwittingly blossomed into a national campaign. More than 75,000 people pledged to participate in Bank Transfer Day. Although the campaign was neither inspired by nor organized by the cyber activist group Anonymous or the Occupy Wall Street movement, it did benefit from their support. In this ad, Anonymous explained how to participate in Bank Transfer Day.
If the 99% removes our funds from the major banking institutions, two non-profit credit unions on or by the 5th of November, we will send a clear message to the 1% that conscious consumers won't support companies with unethical business practices. 1. Open an account with a credit union. 2. Transfer your funds to the new account on or before 11/05. 3. Follow your bank's procedures to close your account. 2. Find a credit union near you. Click here for more information. Visit the official Facebook page.
After Bank Transfer Day, local news outlets around the country reported that fed-up customers acted on their promise to take their business away from big banks, sometimes in conjunction with the Occupy Wall Street protests.
Over the weekend, the Occupy movement passed 50 consecutive days of protesting, and sadly, it also passed its first point-of-view shooting of one of its own participants. And our fourth story is a busy weekend of police arresting occupiers spilled into today. More video showing just how much Oakland Police Department has lost control of its ranks emerged. In Chicago today, hundreds of senior citizens marched in Federal Plaza to protest cuts to Medicare and Social Security after a sit-in brought traffic to a halt. 47 of the protesters were arrested. In New York City, protests today joined by local nonprofit groups and labor unions. The protesters went on an 11-mile march in an attempt to connect all of New York's communities. In terms of police response, today's march a far cry from Saturday when at least 20 protesters were arrested as they marched on the New York Supreme Courthouse. Elsewhere, 13 arrested in Fresno after their permit to remain in their park expired. 11 more from Occupy Riverside, California. 11 members arrested in Orlando while participating in a peaceful teach-in. Some in costume. In Atlanta, 19 protesters arrested in Woodruff Park over the weekend for remaining in that park past curfew. 5 more arrested early this morning. But all eyes remain on Oakland after the police department again squandered goodwill built during its comparatively low-key response the night of trouble during the general strike. Occupy Oakland rallied with Occupy San Francisco for a successful bank transfer day. Over the past week, 650,000 customers moved their money to local credit unions, a total of $4.5 billion. But the scars of last week's violence continuing to show. Ivan Sabeji, the second Iraq veteran to be sent to intensive care by Oakland PD, continues to recuperate after surgery to repair a ruptured spleen allegedly caused by police batons. A new video is out today that shows just how much the Oakland PD lost control of their own last Thursday. Quick preface, the video you are about to see is graphic in nature.
So by a series of bribes and we really don't too often attack the status quo or even threaten it. And when we do, as you mentioned, what happened in the 60s, that history is rarely told, how its leaders were jailed, assassinated, like in the case of Fred Hampton.
Southerners don't do well, it's lose a war and get over it. But that war is indeed over. The ideals of the youth movement became assimilated into American society. That's why we have gays in the military now and prenatal yoga classes and tofurkey. And that's why Rick Santorum will never be president, and a black guy who snorted cocaine is. One of the good old days of segregation and date rape. But I get it, you're bitter because we fought a culture war in the 60s and the right lost. Rick Santorum is like that Japanese soldier on the island who doesn't know the war is over.
Protesters went on an 11-mile march in an attempt to connect all of New York's communities. In terms of police response, today's march a far cry from Saturday, when at least 20 protesters were arrested as they marched on the New York Supreme Courthouse. Elsewhere, 13 arrested in Fresno after their permit to remain in their park expired. 11 more from Occupy Riverside, California. 11 members arrested in Orlando while participating in a peaceful teach-in. Some in costume. In Atlanta, 19 protesters arrested in Woodruff Park over the weekend for remaining in that park past curfew.
Injustice that has been increasing in our nation for the last several decades.
Department again squandered goodwill built during its comparatively low-key response. The night of trouble during the general strike, Occupy Oakland rallied with Occupy San Francisco for a successful bank transfer day. For the past week, 650,000 customers moved their money to local credit unions for a total of $4.5 billion.
My whole life, basically.
The promises that were made to them when they were kids aren't being panned out anymore. And so they're like, wait a second, why is this happening? Why are other people getting bailed out and I'm stuck with college loans? Why can't I get a job that's actually fulfilling that I like to do? I think it's general discontent from a lot of different sources, and it's coming together in one place, which is really interesting.
This first got brought to my attention when this viral video got leaked out when a few peaceful feminist protesters were maced by a police officer.
All our Twitter feeds, all our live stream feeds, all our Facebook feeds, in hopes that everyone just repeats what we're saying.
So basically, we have the ability to amplify our voice this hundreds of thousands of times, you know? People have done this before in other countries. They can tell us what didn't work for them. So if it starts not working here, we're a little bit ahead of the game.
The Arab Spring, with all our brothers and sisters down in Egypt, you know, they couldn't get their word out. But people, brave people out there tweeting their messages.
Glades and woodlands of old Europe, they literally believed that there were wood nymphs in Japan. We really actually believe these consumer products and the world we live in is actually real rather than an illusion of the mind. And, you know, it's like facing the church in medieval Europe, and it's so inculcated into it that I don't think Americans within their field of reference of how we use our life. Not myself, all Americans are awake Americans. I'm talking about the mean of it. I think the trajectory of empire shows that the United States will decline as empires do, slowly or dramatically. Empires usually go one of the, and the beacons of intelligence are in the other places you mentioned in the rest of the world.
By World Birds and Peace Drums. This is the War and Peace
Report. Over 10,000 protesters surrounded the White House Sunday, calling on President Obama to reject the proposed Keystone XL tar sands oil pipeline from Canada to the Gulf Coast. The protest came exactly a year before the 2012 election, and the pipeline is shaping up to be a major political issue. The Los Angeles Times reported today the Obama administration is considering a move that could delay a decision on the pipeline until after the election. The administration may require sponsors to reduce the project's environmental risks before it can be approved.
Last week, President Obama said for the first time he'll make the final decision on whether to approve TransCanada's controversial Keystone XL tar sands oil pipeline.
A little Basmati action group. We stop the third world being viewed as the pirate, and we show the corporations were the pirate. Look how little it took for Gandhi to work against the salt laws of the British, where the British decided the way they would make their armies and police forces bigger is just tax the salt. And all that Gandhi did was walk to the beach, pick up the salt, and say nature gives it for free, we need it, we've always made it, we will violate your laws, we will continue to make salt. We've had a similar commitment for the last decade in India that any law that makes it illegal to save seed is a law not worth following. We will violate it because saving seed is a duty to the earth.
In New York's Zuccotti Park, and embarked on one of the longest Occupy marches yet, a two-week trek to Washington, D.C.
There's a long history of people using nothing more than their feet.
As big as it is right now if it wasn't for social media.
This march is specifically to raise visibility. We are trying to put as many bodies as possible in solidarity with this movement because everybody really belongs in this movement, almost everybody. 99% of everybody belongs here, so we're trying to just encourage people to come down and participate.
We'll be right back.
encourage people to come down and participate and see what it's all about for themselves.
I think to some degree there's a bit of an emperor's new clothes dynamic among many Democrats who certainly want to defeat Republicans, but at the same time are hesitant to say that the emperor, if not has no clothes, at least is rather scantily clad when it comes to progressive policies. And as somebody who was elected from the North Bay, north of San Francisco, to the 2008 Democratic National Convention as an Obama delegate, I certainly, like many, had high hopes.
The word on the street in Ohio was that history was about to be made, but they couldn't be sure till all the votes were in. Now they know. Legislation limiting the collective bargaining rights of state workers has been rejected by voters.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, signing off here relatively soon. Stick around, Bodaciousness, and we'll probably continue with just good old micro-powered, non-commercial, non-corporate volunteer radio. If you want to hear more about it, check out FuriousG.blogspot.com or just stick around to WCOM FM.
But no way, Jose, my spinner stuff, I taste like fruit.
So, thanks for listening to micro-powered radio. We'll see you guys soon. Until then, I'm furious.